Time now for our regular music feature, and today a musician who actually cut his teeth in San Francisco's skateboard scene. His name is Hani El-Khatib. This track is called I Got a Thing, and if you recognize the song, it's probably because it's being used in one of Nike's global ad campaigns as kind of a modern surf, skate, and all-around shredding anthem. It's actually a remake of an old funkadelic track, stripped down, sped up, and fuzzed out. Okay, here's how a recent review in the LA Times described Hani El-Khatib's sound. It said, "The sort of music you'd expect to have soundtracked West Side Story had the songs been written by the Sharks and the Jets instead of Sondheim and Bernstein." Hani El-Khatib joins me from our New York bureau. Hani, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So that track that we just heard, which, by the way, everybody listening should go online and type in Nike ad, I gotta think, because that ad is amazing with that, like, the surfing and the snowboarding and all that stuff and the biking and the skateboarding. But you actually, it's actually a cover of a funkadelic song, and I just want to hear that original for a moment. Okay, very different takes on the song. How did you come across the song, and then how did you figure out how to do with it what you did?
You know, it's one of those things, every time I kind of approach a cover that maybe feels a bit of like a classic or something, I always have this fear that I'm gonna like ruin the song somehow. Some songs seem kind of like untouchable in a weird way, and you know, that's one of those memorable songs for people, and you know, I didn't want to like go and do a straight cover of it. And so kind of my approach was like, you know, why don't I just take the lyrics and kind of stay sort of in the family of the same key or something and just turn it into a new song completely.
I read that that you grew up on a diet of classic Americana sounds, like 60s soul and rock and even surf doo-wop.
Hey, don't be afraid of me, even though it's just the two of us on the street. You know a man like me means you no harm.
This song, I've read this song compared to something like that Dion and the Belmonts would have produced in the 60s. You have a pretty interesting background. Your folks are both immigrants, right?
Yeah.
One parent is Palestinian and mm-hmm. another parent is Filipino. Did they ever play, you know, Palestinian music or Filipino music? Or was the house kind of filled with that 60s soul and
rock?
You
know, I was never really exposed to any, you know, Palestinian music. My mom actually was a huge fan of, like, you know, the Beatles or the Zombies or something like that. And that's kind of what was playing in the house. And my dad is kind of one of those people where, hey, if it sounds good, he likes it. I kind of grew up just listening to British Invasion kind of stuff. That was just what we listened to.
I know that sound plays, so long as I stay brave. I ain't asking to be saved. I'm just saying tough life is way.
Honey, I wonder if, because of your background, this almost a triple identity you have, American, Palestinian, Filipino, does that come out in your music?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I grew up kind of with this weird mixed culture clash kind of thing. My mother speaks Tagalog, my father speaks Arabic, but in order to talk to each other, they have to speak in English.
Right.
So I actually never...
Probably heavily accented English.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, actually, they pretty much lost it now, but they're practicing the language too, you know? And I grew up basically kind of speaking English and being raised kind of as an American as they could raise me, you know, in order to just sort of assimilate to the surroundings. And I think that kind of stuck with me, and it's sort of my... You know, I have this kind of approach to everything that I do where it's really taking every single thing that you're inspired with or influenced by and rolling it into this one mess of ideas and trying to spit it out in something that seems, you know, digestible.
I'm speaking with musician Hani El-Khatib. His debut album is called Will the Guns Come Out? There's a moment on this record, I think it's the fifth track on the record called Come Alive, mm-hmm. where I put it on and I thought, man...
Cause a love don't exist when a boy wanna play so. Whoa, 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 whoa,
That is a great tune. Kicking tune, man. I'm telling you. And I heard that, and I love the White Stripes. I'm a huge fan of Jack White. This is an homage to me to what they do. It's a great tune. Does that comparison make sense to you, or does it annoy you?
I can see it. You know, the White Stripes kind of paved the way for a lot of people to take, you know, classic forms of music, say like blues in their case, and to kind of update it and make it more modern and sound like aggressive rock music. And that's what they do very well. And to have that kind of comparison is cool by me.
You do a really old song in this record called "You Rascal You," which was most famously performed by Louis Armstrong. All sorts of singers have done this song, especially during the swing era, and then you do it and you really make it your own. Let's hear a bit of it.
Yeah, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. When you're dead and in your grave, no more women will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Okay, the song speaks for itself. Not as gentle a version as Louis Armstrong's, a bit more menacing the way you do it. Were you trying to bring out that edge in that song?
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, I was listening to, I think it was the Cab Calloway version, and it's real upbeat and swinging. It's a big band
right.
era, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was listening to the lyrics. I was like, wait, did he just say he wants to kill that guy? And then I kind of kept listening to the lyrics, and it started getting darker and darker and darker. And I was like, wow, that's like a rough topic.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of searched around to see if, you know, anyone did a blues version of it, or if it was an old Delta blues song. Like, I didn't know. And that's when I was like, you know what, I could only find, you know, the jazz version of it, you know. So I went ahead and tried to make the music match the mood of the lyrics, I think.
You ask my wife to wash your clothes, it's something else, I suppose. I'll be glad when you're dead, you ask me.
Have your folks been to any of your shows?
Yeah. My mom and dad have been to a few of my shows. They're always stoked about it. They have a good time. You know, my mom, you know, has a couple too many glasses of wine or something like that, but it's always fun.
Okay, mama, please don't cry.
That's Hani El-Khatib. His new record is called Will the Guns Come Out. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Hani, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Jimmy Carter, President Carter, will be our guest. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.